their countries results from a combination of factors. The most important are an increase in armed conflicts and insufficient protection of civilians by the parties to the conflicts, the effects, increasingly violent effects of climate change, as well as growing violations of human rights. Given this, the significant efforts and resources involved have not met the growing needs. Proper conditions for lasting solutions don't take sufficient account of the prolonged duration of the crises and the interests of the refugees, the communities, and the host countries. Political discourse is becoming increasingly hostile to refugees, in particular with mixed flows. Better coordination between the HCR and the IOM is thus to be welcomed. Respect by the international legal corpus protecting refugees and migrants is essential. However, the appeal to respecting the law is not sufficient to save lives, and we need to find systemic solutions. The Global Forum on Refugees must serve as a platform for discussion in order to identify more effective approaches as well as increased commitments. The note mentions a number of contexts in which the HCR, in cooperation with other actors, has undertaken important work making available financial resources and services. Despite all these efforts, the resources available are often limited, which has very worrisome consequences on the level of protection of the people concerned. It is thus extremely important to improve the conditions to ensure the autonomy of refugees, for example, with giving them access to employment, which can reduce their needs for protection. In this area, additional efforts are still necessary. This is the case in Tanzania, for example, which still receives insufficient assistance from the international community while awaiting conditions for refugees to be able to safely return. We would like to stress our appreciation for the efforts of the HCR in protecting children and education in emergency situations. We thank the HCR for the role it's played up to now as one of the 10 original co-signers of the Global Center in Geneva for Education in Emergency Conditions. The HCR is a member of the high-level pilot group and of the technical working group. We are pleased to note the progress made in just 2 years of existence of this initiative. The center has a multipartite commitment for education in emergency situations and will present it at the Global Forum this year. We encourage all parties to sign it. Gender-based violence is becoming more and more worrisome and needs and requires integrated actions both on a political and operational level. We have to ensure that the HCR and its local partners do mobilize the necessary financial and human resources to prevent abuses and protect and support victims. The commitment and participation of local organizations, in particular women's organizations, are essential from the outset of crises for effective and lasting humanitarian action. It's also crucial for the most vulnerable people get adequate protection adapted to their needs. Along these lines, Switzerland welcomes the efforts of the HCR, often jointly with other UN agencies such as the WFP or UNICEF, to strengthen the protective framework for the most vulnerable people, in particular women, children, people with disabilities, as well as gender-based violence or human trafficking and forced disappearances. We follow the commitments for IDPs with great interest and contribute on a global level to these efforts. We appreciate the efforts of the United Nations to consolidate this commitment through the implementation of the Agenda for Action to find solutions for internal displacement. The Global Protection Cluster under the lead of the HCR plays an important role for coordinating and reforming the humanitarian system following the independent review of the Interagency Standing Committee. Switzerland is ready to contribute to thinking on the subject, in particular with respect to the need for strengthening the centrality of protection in humanitarian responses and the need for sustainable resources and leadership. Finally, the note mentions the right to return, which is unfortunately not effective in many cases of prolonged crisis. This, again, highlights the importance of supporting return when the opportunity arises. Thank you.
Jean, merci.